the sound of speed. This is John Bond, publisher of Road and Track. If you've ever sat in the stands at Riverside or been to Sebring or Le Mans, you know this sound. It's the roar of a Ferrari. I'm standing near such a car now. And in the driver's seat is the man every racing enthusiast will know, Bill Hill. Let's talk to him a minute. Bill? Hi, Phil. You know, not one person in a million will ever sit behind the wheel of a car like that. About the nearest they can come to it, I guess, is a sports car. I suppose you drive one.
No, I don't, John. As much as I love the world of Grand Prix and sports cars, I want my everyday driving to be a little more relaxed.
What car do you own?
I own a French car, a Peugeot 403.
Oh, when did you buy that?
Bought it last fall. Picked it up in New York after returning from the racing season in Europe. In fact, I've already made 4 cross-country trips since I've been back.
Was this your first Peugeot?
No. Well, yes and no. I've driven them in France on and off until last year, and then I decided to make the arrangement of permanent. Well, actually, I've known about Peugeot for a long time. You may not believe this, but my family once had a dog named Peugeot.
A what?
Believe it or not, a dog. My mother was a fan of Dario Resta, who was so successful racing Peugeots. And she ended up naming her dog after his car. You know, Peugeot was a very famous name in racing long before many U.S. cars were even thought of. In fact, a Peugeot won the world's very first automobile race at a blistering speed of 8 miles an hour. Peugeot cars have won the Vanderbilt Cup race, the most famous of those being held at Santa Monica in 1916, with Dario Resta winning. And they practically dominated the Indianapolis 500 mile race before the First World War. 5 straight races, they took 3 firsts and 2 seconds.
That's quite a record. As I understand it, though, after the war, Peugeot decided to give up racing completely.
Yeah, it's too bad, too.
How do you like the Peugeot 403, Phil?
I really love the car, John. Matter of fact, this beige 403 over here is mine. Why don't we get in? I'll tell you about it.
Fine. Must seem like quite a difference to switch to a Peugeot 403 after you've been driving a 303 race car all day.
Yes, it does, but here's an interesting one. For a sedan, the 403 really has great handling quality. The car feels very much like a racing car as far as its stability and road holding goes. You can set the car up in a turn and the tracks around beautifully. The steering is presently neutral.
Do you think the tires have anything to do with this?
Yes, they help. These are Michelin X tires, which are standard equipment.
Phil, just why did you buy a Peugeot?
Well, John, I bought it because, in my opinion, it's just about the best point A to point B transportation that I know of. You know what? I get just about 30 miles per gallon, too.
That's not bad, Phil. How do you like the car's transmission?
Well, as you know, most of the machines that I race have close ratio 4 or 5 speed boxes. You have to shift almost continually to get the most out of them. The 403 has a 4-speed transmission, too, but you don't have to do a lot of extra shifting because the 4-speed is actually an overdrive. Around town, you drive it just like a standard 3-speed car. You don't drop it into overdrive until you get out on the highway. Another thing I like about my 403, John, is the fact that it came completely equipped. The sunroof, which is nice on days when there's no smog. The Michelin X tires, of course. Padded dash, leatherette upholstery, carpeting, electric clock, washers for the windshield, armrests, sun visors, turn indicators. There's even a separate trip mileage counter. It has everything except a cigarette lighter. And I've quit smoking.
Tell me, Phil, does the Peugeot 403 have enough go for you?
Yes, it's got plenty of go, John. In fact, coming back home through Nevada, I clocked many a mile at 85 miles an hour. The Peugeot is one of those rare machines that will cruise happily at its maximum speed.
I'll tell you one thing 403 doesn't have, Phil.
What's that?
Fins.
Right. And you know, that's one of the reasons I like it so much. To me, a car should look like a car, not like a jukebox.
I agree with you there.
There's no car in Europe, even at twice the price, that has a better reputation for reliability, long life, and just plain quality. I'll bet that's why you included Peugeot on your list of 7 best-made cars.
What about the pronunciation of the word Peugeot?
I think we're using the more French way of saying it.